If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today we are talking about how smart people also fall for narcissists as well, y'all. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Yeah, welcome back, folks. So yeah, this is one of these. So I talk to so many people, y'all. If y'all don't know, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. You can find those at mentalhealness.net. I still do those. I have some group stuff coming up in real, and some group stuff, some online group coaching, and also some real life in person meeting events and workshops coming up as well. But yes, y'all, yes. When I tell y'all this right here, please believe me when I tell you this. A lot of narcissistic people they don't just go after people that are less educated or what other people refer to as dumb people. Smart, educated, highly educated people fall for narcissist manipulation all the time. So when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom, I hear this all the time. When I'm talking to people, they'll say, Lee, I'm smart. I'm a smart person. I have a doctorate. I have this. Some of them are actually, I actually talk to people all the time. Like, some of them are actually therapists themselves. They fall for narcissistic people. They were like, some people just feel bad because they fell for a narcissist, even though they are licensed clinical therapists or licensed clinical social worker, you know? Some of them will feel bad. And I just tell people, y'all, just because you're smart, just because you're well-versed in narcissism, just because you're well-versed in toxic behaviors, just because you might have even been in a toxic relationship before, doesn't mean that you are immune to falling for the charm or the charisma or the toxicity of another narcissistic person. Narcissists, I hear this and I see this online all the time too. Well, people will just say narcissists go after dumb people. Like, nah, I don't like using the word dumb. Can narcissists go after less smart people? can narcissists pursue those type of people? Yes, y'all. Narcissists, they can pursue them. But a lot of narcissists go after the smart people. Some narcissists will target naive, younger folks. Yeah, of course. And they consider them young and dumb. But some of them will go after highly educated, smart people because they see them as a challenge. You know? They see the smart, educated person as a challenge. And this is whatever gender you are, they go after you. Because they see it as a challenge, and they might be attracted to that. They might be attracted to it because that's something that they themselves possess, because they could be equally as educated and equally as smart. Or some of them go after it because that's what they lack. You know, I see this. You see it all the time. You see it like a doctor with somebody, barely graduated high school, you know. And that happened. It's not me trying to shame people that just graduated from high school. You know, that's not a shaming technique. But like I said, when people see that, they're like, how did y'all end up together, you know? Doesn't seem like y'all fit, you know, but it happens. Because like I said, why, Lee, but why does this happen? Why don't smart people fall for narcissists? Yeah, because narcissists are charming. They're fun to be around a lot of time, you know? It's something about like, and this is going to sound weird, and this is not trying to get into the spiritual realm or anything like that, but sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist, narcissistic people exude this energy that is attractive. It's like an attractive energy. It's an essence. You know, it's an essence that you're attracted to of this person. You're like, oh, I'll never date that person. But then somehow you end up dating them and married with them and y'all have kids together. Oh, this person, when I first met them, they were not even my type, though, Lee. now we're married and have kids. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes, yeah, do opposites attract? Yeah. But sometimes what you lack is you find, like, what you don't possess, that narcissistic person does. That might attract you. You have this this carnal internal attraction to this person because they might have personality characteristics and traits that you like. You know, they might possess that right there. You know, and people, like, you don't have to be dumb to fall for manipulation tactics, y'all. You can be as educated as you want to be and be manipulated. Politics, like, you see these high level politicians that get manipulated all the time by people that are less educated than them. You see, people can fake it till you make it. Manipulate, lie, cheat, steal, whatever. You know, and it happens all the time. It really, really does. That's why I tell people, like, this is, you can be a rocket scientist and get manipulated by a toxic narcissistic person. And that is, it doesn't say anything less about you. You can be a therapist and end up with a narcissist. I talk to therapists all the time that are with narcissism. It's just like, because it's different learning about it than dealing with it in real life. It's different. You know, you can learn about it. You can go to school for 4, 5, 10 years to learn about gaslighting and manipulation. But when you see it in real life, sometimes they play on your education. They were just saying, you're too smart. Like, why? And you'll catch it. You're like, are you trying to gaslight me? Are you lying to me? Like, why would I try to do that to you? You are, like, way too smart for me to try to lie to and gaslight you. You're way too smart to try to manipulate you. They will use your education against you. They will use your, in that example right there, it was gaslighting. Why would I do that to you? You're way too smart for that. You see, it's like a compliment, but it's also a manipulation right there behind it. It's a compliment with some gaslighting in it. The essence of gaslighting, the internal essence of gaslighting, like a candle, like a gaslighting incense. Like, the smell is gaslighting. What's that smell right there? What smell? That's gaslighting. That's how you describe gaslighting, the scent of a candle. Those scented candles, the scent is gaslighting. You'd be like, what's that smell? Like, what smell? Gotcha. There's no smell. There's not even a candle here. That's the scent. That's how you describe it, you know? That's how you describe the... Oh, that's good. That's going to be somehow that's going to go into a skit. I don't know how, but I'm going to work that into a skit some way, shape, or form. But you don't have to be dumb to fall for a narcissistic person manipulation, y'all. The two things do not have to be mutually exclusive. You know what I mean? It's just like, I tell this to people all the time. for manipulation. Yeah, because it happens. I saw an article the other day say one of the reasons that smart people fall for manipulation, because you are curious. Like, if you're highly educated, they mean you might like to do research on things like that. So somebody that's toxic and manipulative can pique your curiosity. I saw that in an article the other day. Like, you can pique their curiosity. You're open because you're smart and you're educated. You're a smart person. You're open to change. You're open to different everything. You have a different level of openness. So when you're open like that, it might be easier for a toxic narcissistic person to slide into your life. Especially, y'all, like I said, now I see this comment in my comment sections a lot too, across all my platforms, when people just outright call narcissists dumb. They're like, narcissists are stupid. I'm like, y'all, a lot of narcissists are, if they're not smart, they're highly intuitive and they can pick up on certain things, you know. But some narcissists are just as equally educated as you are. You know, you don't have to be dumb to be a narcissist. Like, narcissists, are there some dumb narcissists? Yes. Are there some uneducated narcissists? Also, yes. You know what I mean? Are there some narcissists that are not good at manipulation? Also, yes, y'all. It just falls into this dynamic, into this space where this is going to be like a constant of what happens in these relationship dynamics. You know, dealing with a toxic narcissistic person. This is kind of the paradigm you fall into, isn't it? It's wild, you know. And another reason that smart people, educated people, can fall for narcissists, intelligent people can fall for narcissists, is you might be lonely. You might be lonely and vulnerable. If you, like I said, that combination right there, loneliness and vulnerability, like, you just lost someone, you just went through a horrible divorce, that type of stuff right there, that's the perfect combination for a toxic narcissistic person to slide into your life. And you miss these right here. You miss these right here. You might miss the red flags because you're lonely and you're vulnerable and you just want some company, you know. And then, like, this person who you might not be conventionally attracted to, you end up falling for, because they got you when you're lonely and vulnerable. They fill the void. They're filling a void in your life. They're filling a space in your life. You know, it could be part of that right there. It really, really could be. They can just get you when you're going through something. They can just be there for you when you're going through something. You can just they can already be a friend of yours. They can be a friend of yours from childhood. This is another dynamic I see happen all the time. Like, they can be a childhood friend of yours that you lost contact with, but you, somehow y'all reconnected later on in life, and they get you because you trust them. Like, I've been knowing this person for 10 years. We grew up in the same neighborhood, but they are toxic and manipulative, and you might let your guard down because you already know you know this person. You know of this person. You knew this person. Let's say it like that. You knew this person years ago. So you have this level of trust for them that you normally wouldn't have for a stranger of the same caliber. You know? So they get into your life. Y'all have mutual friends. They make you laugh. They're funny. They clap the cheeks or whatever. And then they get you. You let your guard down. It happens, y'all. It really, really does happen. You can be strong, independent, but you can be lonely, and this person can come slide into your life. You can be just smart, as educated as you want to be, but you be lonely and vulnerable. You just lost your sister, your brother, something just happened. You know, you just got into a car accident. You're extremely vulnerable, and you realize you're by yourself. You know, you might be getting older, and you feel like, oh, my clock is ticking. And this person just pops on a dating app and lied. You know, they lied on a dating app about their qualifications for you and what they're actually looking for, and they get you. You know, it happens. So don't feel bad if you are educated or you're smart and a narcissist managed to manipulate you. Don't feel bad about that, y'all, because it happens to a lot of different people. You know, it does happen. Because, and I'll say this right here in closing, the same information that's available to non-narcissists, to empaths, or highly educated people, that same information is available to narcissists online as well, y'all. Like, you see me, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. The same information that is available to me is available to anybody else. But I use the information for good. Not everybody out here is going to use the same information I'm using to help people. Some people will use it to harm others. You know, I can't speak about who it is and what is going on. Just be very wary. If you're following any other self-aware narcissist accounts and they just pretending they want to help people and they just manipulating you. So, anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I hope this video made sense to you. Of course, if you haven't already, like and subscribe, and I'm out. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.